And welcome Ooh, back to the Tune In Podcast.
Let's go.
Here we are on another Saturday.
That's right. Happy late 4th of July to everybody who celebrates. What a great long weekend it's been. How are you doing?
Doing good.
That's good.
I watched the movie Independence Day.
Oh, okay.
For the first time to celebrate the holidays.
That's classic.
Love that with Will Smith. But yeah, it's been a good holiday. Have you been enjoying the fireworks? Enjoying all that?
It was so good. I watched the Stadium of Fire fireworks here in Provo. I feel like if you're here in Provo, you can't not watch those. They're just so loud.
Yeah.
You might as well watch them, you know? So anyways.
You're inside and you can't hear anything that you're doing.
Anything.
Yeah, you kind of have to.
Yeah. Did you hang out with family, watch fireworks?
Yeah, we hung out with family, got some burgers, got some fireworks, saw the fix.
Oh, let's go.
Yeah.
Classic America.
Let's go. But we have a great episode coming today. Surprisingly, since last week, we've had a lot of free agency and trade moves the Jazz have done. We definitely got to talk about that. Then also our rookies and summer league roster are getting ready. The games start tonight. And then we'll also talk about some moves around the NBA and free agency, kind of some winners and losers there. And then at the end, we'll catch you with some Utah Hockey Club.
Don't forget to check us out, Spotify, Apple, YouTube, wherever you get your podcasts. We're there. You can find us at Tuned In Jazz. This is episode 77 of Tuned In Jazz.
Well, the Jazz look like a different team now.
Let's go. Yes, we do.
I would say.
Ooh.
So, I guess you could summarize it mostly just trading Sexton for Nurkic, and then we got rid of Clarkson with buyout.
Yeah, some pieces fell that we've been waiting for a while for.
Out of Sexton and Clarkson, are you more surprised from getting rid of one versus the other?
A little more for Sexton, yeah. I don't know.
I'd say so, too.
I didn't think... I don't know, we've talked about Sexton a lot in the past. I don't think he's ever been like a long-term option, like piece for us, but I don't know. It didn't seem like a necessary move right now, but I don't know. It was kind of surprising a little bit.
Yeah, I was surprised too. I'm not surprised that we traded him.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that we got back so little.
Yeah.
Because Yusuf Nurkic is also on an expiring contract. They both basically make 1 year, $19 million.
Yeah.
And so... I guess the whole point of this trade is basically Sexton, you're not going to play very many minutes here. We'd rather send you to somewhere where you'd play minutes and free up minutes for our young guys.
I didn't love the trade for that reason. Like, I feel like you could have gone Sexton for Nurkic straight up. I don't know why we gave up a second round pick as well. That seemed like unnecessary. Yeah. And Colin Sexton, Hornets fans are really excited. I think a lot of NBA fans think the Jazz got fleeced here, but I also think, admittedly, a lot of NBA fans probably didn't actually watch Colin Sexton because great player, but sometimes I feel like he holds you back from winning just a little bit. So I don't know if it's as a home run of a pickup for New Orleans.
He does have a tendency to turn the ball over at times, driving down the lane.
Yeah.
But at the same time, he draws a lot of fouls.
That's true.
And if you look at his counting stats, he's like 20 points, like 5 assists.
Absolutely.
You could argue, I think a lot of the games last year, he was our best player on the floor for a lot of those games.
That's so true.
So I guess my opinion of the trade, I would say... I wouldn't call us as big of a loser as maybe some people are saying.
Yeah,
like I saw an analyst give us a D and an F for it on ESPN.
Yeah,
I'd probably give us like a C.
Yeah.
You knew you needed to move on from him, but this is the time where we probably get the least value.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'd probably give us a C, and I'd give the Hornets like a B or B plus just because LaMelo's always hurt, and so having Sexton as another option is probably a good thing for them.
Yeah, absolutely. We also filled a need. Backup center was a really big need for us, I feel like. And our guard rotation is just getting real crowded with Walter Clayton especially, so I'm kind of glad we can free up some game time for some of those guys to come in and develop. So I think.
Do you think Yusuf Nurkic will play that much?
I think so. I think so. I mean, as a backup,
maybe like 12 minutes a game.
Yeah.
I could see that.
I think he also brings a lot of value as far as like Walker Kessler hasn't really had a big on the team to like mentor him. I don't know if I see John Collins.
Did we have Derek Favors with Kessler? Or he was gone by then.
I think he was gone. Yeah,
I think he was.
We just really haven't had anybody to like. I don't know. Nurkic has been around, so it could be a good thing. I don't know how he is in the locker room. It's kind of hard to know. But
well, and I mean, if he's been around this many years in the NBA, I'm sure he's got some good routines.
He must not be too bad. Yeah.
Small things. And then I also saw Nurkic in the opening press conference. He gave a shout out to the fans, said whenever he came over to Utah, he knew the fans are always going to get loud.
Let's
so
go. That's
at least he's on track with us as the fans.
Yeah. Jordan Clarkson. I'll say, so Jordan Clarkson was waived by the Jazz. The report was that they were trying to trade him, but were receiving almost no interest, is the report I saw. Mm-hmm. I think Shams posted that. To be
surprising
honest...
Surprising to me as well.
Yeah. To be honest, it kind of is a little upsetting to me as a Jazz fan that we waited so long, because I could see why now maybe he wouldn't have as much value... But like 2 years ago, he really did have some value, and the Jazz were just being picky. So it's like, and there was no reason for him to stay this long when we knew he wasn't going to. So I don't know. It's a little upsetting.
I think maybe around the same time we traded Conley.
Absolutely.
Remember when we traded Conley, we got, what is it, like a 2030 Lakers pick?
Yeah, and Vanderbilt and Beasley, all those guys moved for good picks. Yeah.
I mean, you think back then, you're like, man, I would kill for a first round pick for one of these guys, but... yeah, I agree. I think both these moves, you just say it's kind of just dead weight that we're getting rid of. Probably wish we traded them earlier, but we're just moving forward.
Yeah.
You got to think about sunk costs, right? You can't change the past. You can only move forward.
That's true. And the report is, I don't know if it's official yet, but Clarkson signing with the Knicks is what I heard.
Yeah.
So
I love that.
That's actually a good fit for him, I think, honestly.
They need depth.
Yeah.
Because Well, now that they don't have Tibbs anymore, maybe they won't play their starters as many minutes, but
yeah,
they could very much benefit from a guy off the bench that can light it up.
They were great defensively. I feel like they always struggled in their non-Brunson minutes, and I don't think Clarkson's Brunson at all, but he can create shots. We know that, so
yeah,
could be a good fit.
I love that for him. And then I guess getting ready for Summer League, they released the official roster.
Yes, we did.
So we'll see like kind of who's on and who's off. From what I see, I'm pretty sure Kessler's not on here, right?
No.
Which makes a lot of sense.
The exciting thing is it looks like I just counted 9 of our probably 15 guys are actually on our roster, which is kind of awesome.
You love to see it.
Yeah.
Jaden Springer made it on there, surprisingly.
Yep. A lot of big college basketball names that aren't on our roster made it. Max Abemis, he was on our team last year.
Where did he go to college again?
He was at Texas.
Okay.
Yeah, and he was under Summer League last year. I don't know if he played for the Stars last year or if he just is coming back, but Juwan Roberts was a really good defender from Houston.
Guy.
And then RJ Lewis, who I think agreed to sign a two-way, but I'm sure this is kind of a tryout for him too.
Yeah.
So, cool.
Yeah. Is there maybe a guy that you want? Who do you think on the team will benefit most from Summer League this year?
Man, I think... Ooh, that's a tough one. I think I'm most excited to see Ace Bailey. I think he's just a guy who has a lot of confidence, and I don't want to see this be another Cody Williams thing where it's like he kind of struggled in Summer League and then it just kind of went into the season. So I hope Ace just comes in and lights things up, because we
need him. Gives us a few big scoring games.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love John Tonjay. I'm going to be excited to see him. I don't know what his role is going to be on the Jazz, but he's a good player. So
I think I'm most looking to see Bryce Sensabaugh.
Oh, okay.
Because
he's like
one
his third year on the team.
He's one of the more veteran players. Yeah. I would say you look at his stats from last year.
Yeah.
You couldn't have asked for much more.
Absolutely.
Shot 40% from three. He was a pretty good bench player.
Absolutely.
And so I actually think Bryce Sensabaugh, unless Ace Bailey comes in like what some people think he can.
Yeah.
I think Bryce Sensabaugh might be the best player on this team, low-key.
I can see it.
It's maybe. But I definitely think he can come in there, he can hit some good shots and just play his game, and that might give him some good confidence going into next year.
Absolutely, yeah. I can see
big
it.
Big Bryce Sensabaugh fan.
Yeah. I think one that we're really hoping, I'm not really expecting much, but I'm really hoping Cody Williams shows up and looks different right. than he did last year. We need him to look different because that was
or
horrible.
At least don't feel like you have to be a star.
Yeah.
Just do a role.
Yeah.
Hit your shots or play defense. I don't know. Let's just see some flashes.
Yeah. And last year, maybe he had really high expectations being a top 10 pick. This year, yeah. I don't think anybody expects anything from him because of how bad it was.
Right. And that so might be good for him. So maybe it'll be different.
Yeah. Who knows? I think
it'll
be good.
He is so young. I think mm-hmm. we drafted him at 19 years old.
Yeah. Still a project.
He's got plenty of time. You look at Walter Clayton, he's already 22.
Mm-hmm.
Cody Williams has got plenty of time. He's
absolutely.
So young. He's got lots of years left. Absolutely. Everyone loves what his brother has become in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows?
Yeah, I totally agree. Totally agree. A lot of the rookies, we know their numbers now. Notably, Isaiah Collier switched to 8. I think Patty Mills had that last year.
Yeah, he stole that one.
Other guys, Clayton 13, Bailey 19, John Tonjay 17. Kind of numbers we don't see a lot.
Yeah, I don't know any NBA stars with 19.
Yeah.
Getting off the top of my head, but it's cool. We'll take it.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Good to be unique.
I think there's space for a number 19 Ace Bailey jersey up in the rafters in a couple decades. I could see it. So,
yeah, I think it's interesting. Clayton took 13. I can't remember.
Yeah,
did he wear that in college?
Yeah,
he feels like a 13 guy.
Yeah, yeah. We don't have Mehmet Okur up in the rafters yet, so pretty sure he was 13, if I remember right. Could be wrong.
Yeah, Walter Clayton, he was actually 1. So I don't know when he was 13.
Interesting. I wonder if somebody has 1 on our team now. I can't think. Oh, is that Cody? I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't know.
But kind of interesting. Some other interesting Jazz news around the NBA. Well, semi-Jazz news. Malik Beasley probably going to prison. Low key.
I've heard nothing about this. Really? So you got to fill it in.
So the league and I think like law enforcement or I don't know what agency, there's been a gambling allegation against Malik Beasley that he's gambling on NBA games, on his own games. We saw, I think it was Michael Porter's brother got in trouble for this like a year ago. He went to jail. Malik Beasley apparently has been doing it a lot and there's reports that he owes a bunch of people money. Like he owes like $200,000 on real estate, like $60,000 to a barber. Like he just owes all this money to people. And then he's being investigated for betting on his own games, which is like
yikes.
Pretty big deal. So
do they know? Because Jonte Porter, he bet the under on himself.
Yeah.
Do you think he's betting the over?
I don't know. I keep seeing clips pop up of like Malik Beasley, like, turn the ball over in late games, but I don't know. It's kind of hard to know if that was just that happens. So it's hard
to
know.
I hate to see it. I was actually I like Malik Beasley. He's one of my guys, but it's hard to like a guy after that.
Yeah, it is. So he.
Do you think he'll come back ever?
I doubt it.
Tough.
It kind of so it says. The FBI is investigating him, which is no small beans. There, it's
and the NBA takes that so seriously.
Yes, they
too.
Do. So it says, he owes $60,000 to his dentist. I don't know how you get $60,000 in debt to your dentist, but it says another report says that he owes $8 million to debtors, like collectively. So he's in some deep water. We'll be praying for Malik Beasley because that's.
Oh, maybe it's good for him to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Take some time.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
Really, really unfortunate.
Another former. I guess we got a few former Jazz to go through.
Yeah.
Bojan Bogdanović retired.
Yeah.
From the NBA.
Pretty sad.
Kind of out of nowhere. I kind of forgot about him, to be honest.
Yeah, that's probably time.
He had some probably great years. Do you remember for like, had to be at least 3 years, he was like 20 points a game.
Yeah.
Shooting beautifully from the field.
It kind of felt like he was the piece on those Jazz teams that just made it all work all of a sudden. Like with Donovan Mitchell and all them, like you added him in and it was just like flawless. Like it was
like that was our best team we've had since John Stockton, maybe.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Sad to see him go, but I also think, hey, Bojan, if you liked it in Utah, come help our guys develop. Come help them learn how to shoot like you did.
Yeah, that'd be so awesome, actually.
But I'm sure he's going back over to Croatia.
Yeah. It's kind of cool seeing some of the Jazz old players like Boozer, be around. I see pictures all the time, and it's cool to see like old Jazz players be part of the organization.
Boozer's a huge part of our development. Yeah. And then Avery Bradley's like a big part of it. He didn't even play here.
Yeah.
So it's kind of fun.
It's cool. You need ex players. So hopefully Boyan will come over. And
Jason Terry, he's been like on the staff for a while.
Yeah, he was an assistant coach. Yeah.
Yep.
Another Jazz man, Nikhil Alexander Walker, signs with the Hawks.
He got a bag,
pretty
too.
Big deal. Yeah.
He got like, what, $60 million?
Yeah, he did. After the way he's played in the playoffs the last 2 years, he deserves it. He's been, he's turned himself into a pretty solid star in the NBA.
I thought Ty Jerome was going to get more money than him. Mm-hmm. And I think he doubled what Ty Jerome got.
And he's pretty going crazy. To a great situation. We'll talk about free agency in a sec, but that's turning into a great situation for him. So the Hawks. Yeah. So
I don't remember if him and Quinn Snyder crossed paths.
Oh, I didn't even think about
that. It'd be pretty close. I don't know if they did, but
I can't remember.
But either way, I think Quinn will love him up there. He's a great defender.
Absolutely.
We love Nah.
Absolutely.
And then our boy Fontecchio, he was traded for Duncan Robinson. Now he's a member of the Heat.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully he gets some minutes because I feel like the Pistons kind of put him down to the bottom of the rotation. Maybe the Heat will play him a little bit more.
Yeah, it seems like Pistons had him like he would go a couple of weeks playing really well, and then all of a sudden they'd stop playing him. It was just kind of odd.
When he gets the chance, he's a great player,
great piece, absolutely.
Great shooter.
He seems like an Eric Spoelstra type player, so I could see that going well for him. I hope so, at least.
I mean, they had Goran Dragic for a while. He's not from the same country, but they like those European guys.
Yeah, absolutely. And then Joe Ingles. This is the biggest surprise to me. Joe Ingles didn't retire this year. He re-signed with the Wolves for one more year.
He got, I'm guessing, what did he get, like $3 million?
I think so.
That's pretty good.
That's really good, yeah.
For where he's playing right now.
My bet would be this is the Joe Ingles farewell tour. I would be surprised if it's any more than this, but
maybe he just figures like he has teammates that he gets along with or has played with for a long time. $3 million is great to get before you retire. And
absolutely.
Maybe, you're right. He'll just have a farewell tour, kind of get this last year going.
Yeah, I kind of thought when Joe Ingles left the Jazz, I don't know if you remember, I think it was his ACL that he tore, and that was when the Jazz traded him to Portland, if I remember that right. I kind of thought his career was done then, and that was like, what, 3-4 years ago?
Yeah.
So it's like kind of crazy that he's like that he's gotten this much out of his body. He's just a like an Aussie that's just a tough guy, you know?
Yeah.
So it's awesome.
Yeah, and he doesn't even need to be athletic to be good either.
No, absolutely. So good for him. We love Joe Ingles.
Well, that probably takes us to some NBA free agency
stuff. Yes, it does.
I mean, we could talk about like what there's been like 50 guys signed.
Yeah, this feels like the craziest free agency that I can remember.
It's been okay. I feel like there hasn't been any huge trades like some of the other ones, but free agency wise, there's been a lot of moves. A
lot of movement, yeah.
I guess the biggest one, Dame Lillard gets released.
Yeah.
For the
super surprising.
The biggest stretch of a contract in NBA history.
Yeah.
He's going to take, what, $100 million over 2 years and change it to $20 million over 5 years.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's going to get his money either way. Did you see that he was actually, like, totally okay with this?
Yeah. Giannis wasn't, I heard, but Dame was.
Dame was fine with it, which surprised me.
Yeah.
What do you think about this?
Well, I heard a rumor that Milwaukee denied him the opportunity to go rehab in Portland with his family, which is kind of... I would be a little upset too. I do think it's very odd. I feel like you could have moved Dame. There's no way that... I know you were trying to... They
just
signed
a big contract.
Yeah, they signed Miles Turner, which is why they had to stretch Dame's contract. But yeah, I don't... There's a lot of... Dame could fit on almost any team in the NBA, I feel like.
Yeah.
He's going to have a long rehab. He probably won't play most of the season, but...
I don't know if you're able to buy out his contract.
Yeah.
I don't know. So maybe this was just the only way that they could trade him.
Yeah.
Where they, I don't know, could get... Maybe they could have traded him to the Kings for like Zach LaVine. He gets it back. I don't know if the Kings would go for that.
He'll get some expiring contracts maybe.
Yeah. But it's just interesting to me. Like, I've never felt like I have seen a player of his caliber get waived like that easily. It's kind of crazy.
I think it's also really unfortunate because I actually think it would be like really cool to bring Dame in to Utah. We've always wanted that, but I also think
we've talked about that for years.
Yeah. I also think right now he wants to play for a competitor, and I'm not sure that he would see the Jazz as that. Although I feel like with his timeline after this year, I feel like we're getting pretty close to
possible
being competitor with the right piece. So I don't know. But where do you think Dame would
be the best? Yeah, what team needs a point guard?
I've seen Golden State float around because he's a San Francisco. That's where he grew up.
I could see that. Just him and Curry would be hard defensively.
It would be really tough.
I mean, he talked about really all the rumors to Miami in the past. Yeah. I could see that being a good
spot. I just have a really hard time seeing Dame coming off the bench. Maybe that's the point he's at in his career, but I would be surprised. And I don't know if you could play him and Steph in the same lineup.
You'd have to, I feel like. Yeah. And it just wouldn't be as good a defense.
Boston might be a good fit if they got him for the right price.
No. Boston doesn't need another star. Well, they've had so many.
But they just got rid of Porzingis and Dame. I could see him. If Dame might be willing to take a pay cut to go to Boston. I could see that.
Possible. What about Brooklyn? He could just have the ball and do his thing. Kind of like back to the old Trail
Blazers. If he's going to go to Brooklyn, just come to Utah at that point, honestly.
Do you think he could go back to Portland? Low-key.
I can see it.
I don't think it's as far off as some of the other teams.
It seems like it'd be kind of pointless, but I could see it. He loves Portland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Second home.
One that I've seen that I think is really interesting is Minnesota.
Ooh.
Him and Anthony Edwards. Mike Conley, did he re-sign? I don't even know what's going on
with
Mike
Conley. He's
still there. Okay. But he's not going to play forever. And honestly, he could be a backup point guard.
They need a point guard. They got Dillingham, but he's undersized too.
Yeah, so you put Dame next to Ant.
Dame doesn't need to do that much on defense. They've got everybody there.
Yeah, and I think he would play really well with Gobert, like his lob threat.
With Nas.
Yeah. That would be my preferred pick, honestly.
Yeah, I'd say either there. My second one might be Miami.
Yeah, I like that.
Lakers got DeAndre Ayton.
Yes, they did. I think, in my opinion, this was the best case scenario for the Lakers. I don't think they were going to have the pieces to trade for a big center. This seems like the best available option to them at center. Yeah. I don't love Ayton, but you could do much worse.
I could have liked Lopez there.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I think Ayton at least has more upside, even though it's been so many years, I know. But
I think at the very least, you're not going to have Gobert torching you offensively in the playoffs with Ayton as your center, at the very least. So. Yeah.
And Luka makes everyone look better.
Absolutely.
So he might make Ayton look a little bit better.
Absolutely. Speaking of Lakers, LeBron opted in for the $50-plus million on his contract. Oh, man. I'll say I'm a LeBron fan. People know this about me. But I just don't think... He opted in, and then his agent said something about how LeBron was committed to playing for a competitor. And it's like, I don't know how you could do both of those things. You're going to hold up $50 million of your team's cap room, and then you're going to say, I want to be a competitor. You know what I mean? Like, that seems like it doesn't work. So I'm not a fan of this from LeBron. I don't think it shows that he wants to win. He's just trying to get a bag.
Well, I think the problem is, like, normally you'll get a new superstar coming into town and you'll trade a lot of your first round picks to build up the team. Lakers have done... They've pretty much milked all their assets.
Absolutely.
They don't really have much to give anymore.
Yeah.
And so now with Luka coming in, honestly, logically, it makes sense to trade LeBron. Because like, you know, Luka's going to be good for years to come. LeBron's almost done.
Absolutely.
There will be teams that would give some pretty good things up for LeBron. So
yeah, I think it also makes it hard though, because LeBron's agent kind of did suggest that they might be looking for a trade. But that also makes it difficult when you opt in for $50 million. Now whatever team you want to go play for has to give $50 million in assets. And I don't know who's going to want to do that for a 41-year-old LeBron James.
Dude, like, we'll give you Lauri Markkanen.
Yeah, I mean, I'd
actually
be down. But
I don't know. But it depends on how many years LeBron will stay.
Yeah, it's like the KD thing. It's like this KD trade wasn't that bad, but all the other KD trades we've seen, KD wants to go to a competitor, so the team drains their entire bench to get him, and then they're not a competitor because they don't have any depth. And it's like,
right.
Anyways, I just think the LeBron thing situation is just really dumb. It's like he was really dumb to opt in. If he really wanted to win, he would have taken a pay cut.
Possibly.
Yeah.
But I think either way, they'll be a playoff team.
Yeah.
In my eyes. I don't know if they'll be able to beat a Thunder. Honestly, the Rockets look better than them now.
Yeah.
Like, low-key, the Nuggets look better than them now. So I don't know. They've got a lot of competition. It'll be interesting.
They Lakers had a good free agency. Ayton and Jake LaRavia, I think, is a good pickup.
LaRavia's solid.
Jackson Hayes re-signed. I think they're better at center than they were. So you're right. It's not a horrible. I just think if LeBron really cared about winning, he would do something different.
I think they're losers. They lost Dorian Finney-Smith.
Yeah, that's big.
That was a big piece that's for really them. Big. So that'll be interesting to see who fills that void.
Absolutely.
But who do you have as your like winners of free agency or your losers?
Okay, I got a couple. I think my biggest winner is the Houston Rockets.
Yep, that was one of mine.
Not only picking up KD, I think that's huge, but they brought back Clint Capella and they got Dorian Finney-Smith. They re-signed most of their guys. I think the only guy they lost other than the guys they traded was Jock Landale, which isn't that bad.
Yeah, I mean, Capella is better than him. So. Yeah.
So we'll see if KD still has enough left in the tank to lead a team to the finals. I got a couple more, but who's your winners?
Well, I think I got to say the Denver Nuggets.
Okay. I like that one.
I love the trade for Cam Johnson because he makes half as much money as Porter.
Absolutely.
Which gave you enough to bring in Tim Hardaway, bring back Bruce Brown, who was so pivotal in past years when they won that championship. And so I they brought in Jonas Valanciunas, which is probably the best backup center Jokic has ever had.
Yeah.
And so I think when you look at the Nuggets last year, they just didn't have any depth. And this year on paper so far, they look like they got some pretty good depth. So I think they'll be scary next year in the West.
I love that. Another one I had, Atlanta Hawks. I think they're winners.
I was thinking them too.
Yeah. I love Nikhil Alexander-Walker. Porzingis trade I thought was great. And picking up Luke Kennard, that's a sneaky pickup too. That's a really good one. Did you have any more winners? I had one more, but...
That's probably all. I'd say low-key, this is probably not what other people are saying, but low-key, I like what the Wizards are doing.
Okay, I respect it.
Because they got CJ McCollum and Chris Middleton as like veterans.
Yeah.
They brought in Kelly Olynyk, who I think is...
That's not
really
bad.
Good for next to Alex Sarr.
Not bad at all.
And then they also got Dylan Jones for free from the Thunder.
Pretty much.
And so anyways, I think they got rid of some guys that were big question marks and they kept some veterans with some promising rookies. So I actually really like what the Wizards did.
Yeah, I like that. That's kind of similar to the other one I had, Charlotte Hornets. I kind of like theirs. I know I was trashing on the Sexton. I think that's a good piece for them. They won that trade.
Yep.
I like picking up Spencer Dinwiddie, veteran presence.
Good player.
They re-signed Trey Mann. They got rid of Mark Williams, which seemed like it was kind of a turning into a bad situation for both ends. And then I love who they drafted. I think Con Knipple and Liam McNeely and Kalkbrenner. I think those are all good pieces. So
yeah,
I think they got better. But that takes us to our losers. I think I just have one major one, but who are you feeling? Biggest loser.
Honestly, I feel like most teams like either stayed the same or maybe got a little better.
Yeah, I can see that.
I think maybe the biggest one's probably the Pacers because losing Turner is such... They haven't done anything other than that.
They didn't sign anybody at all.
Yeah, they haven't signed anybody. I mean, they have a great team, but I feel like Turner was so important to their team.
Absolutely.
And they could have re-signed him. They just would have gone above the tax. So
yeah.
I just think it was foolish for them to let him go.
Yeah. My biggest loser, we already talked about him, Milwaukee Bucks.
Really? So that's funny. They're both losers on both sides of the coin, but I see it.
I just think the only piece they brought in was Miles Turner. They got Gary Harris and some other guy that I don't know how to pronounce his name, but I just don't. I've heard.
You mean Gary Trent or did they have both? Oh, they have both.
Oh, they re-signed Gary Trent too.
Trent
as well.
And Harris. Yeah, two Garys.
But I've heard rumors. We've heard rumors all summer that Giannis was like paying close attention to what the Bucks did, and then there's now a rumor that he's not very happy with losing Dame. And I just think you've ticked off your superstar. You got rid of Dame for probably could have done more work and gotten more for him. And I just don't know if I like the direction of the Bucks right now, sure. But I would say they're my loser right now.
That's probably true. It feels like both those teams, their future is very uncertain.
Yeah.
Like kind of a lot of the moves, but
that's right.
I'd say overall, most teams look better.
I would say so. Yeah.
Because a lot of those guys that were sitting on the end of the bench finally go to the team where they feel like they can shine a little bit more.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And then I guess now that could take us to some local sports with Utah Hockey Club.
Yes, sir.
I don't consider myself in the know enough to know really anything about a lot of the draft picks we've had.
Yeah.
I just know they come into the farm system, right? And who knows how long it'll take. So we moved up to the number 4 pick in the draft, right?
Yeah.
And I think the guy we drafted, we talked about him last time. He's going to be like a center in the second unit as his projection.
Mm-hmm.
But do you know anything like about the other players or?
I really don't. It's hard to keep track when there's that many rounds on the draft.
I know. It seems like some guys come from Russia, some guys come from Canada.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to know.
All right, so I've got an article here from KSL. It kind of talks about some of the draft picks that we did. And, yeah, the first guy was Caleb Desnoyers,
mm-hmm.
who, yeah, we talked about him before. We'll go on to the next guy. And then we got Max Pishenkia from Portland Winterhawks of the WHL. He's a defenseman, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, solid. I don't know what, any thoughts about these. We're learning, right?
Yeah. No, I mean, I've been seeing some things lately about people just really excited about the future of the hockey club. I wish I knew more about. Hockey's just so hard to pick up.
I know. Like all these guys come from all across the world. You don't really know like what level all the leagues are at, how much potential these guys have.
Yeah. I don't know if you saw, this is kind of a side note for hockey, but I don't think we've talked about this, but I don't know if you saw that the Grizzlies owner is selling the team. Did you see that?
No.
The Utah Grizzlies.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I guess the same family's owned it since like the 90s, and they just decided that it was time to move on, which is kind of interesting. Makes me wonder if Ryan Smith will step in there, although they're not associated with the Mammoth, so he'd probably have to do some moving around, but I don't know, kind of interesting how that works. But
yeah, it looks like ESPN for a draft grade, they gave a draft grade for every team. Looks like they gave us a B.
Oh wow,
which is solid. It's no A, but it's not bad.
That's not bad at all.
It says, given the Mammoth stated goal of adding size and tenacity up front, it was not surprising to see them get Caleb Desnoyers. I would have elected for Martone if size was their goal, but he's got higher upside. I love the selection of Max Pajemka in the second round. He's got higher offensive upside than they give him credit for, with potentially a quality shutdown defender on the second pair.
Let's go.
So second round's not bad either. And then it says their other selections don't project to be NHL players, but the first two selections could be stalwarts in their lineup for years to come.
That's
interesting.
Good.
So I guess after the second round, the guys
turn into
could not even make the team. That's crazy, honestly, to me.
Yeah.
But at least those first two picks, they project to get the NHL. Yeah.
That is pretty crazy. I saw, I guess we already talked about it, but I thought it was cool that Tony Finau announced the
Utah
picks.
Utah legend right there.
Yeah, dude. We're so grateful for Ryan Smith and all the, we're not fans of everything he does, but it's just cool that he cares about Utah's community, and he just like really tries to connect everything together. I just think it's, I think it's really cool. Well, thank you so much for joining us on our episode today. Don't forget to check out our past episodes. We've talked about Jazz rookies as we go into summer league. If you want to know more about them, we've also talked about some Jazz roster things. So you want to catch up on those? You can find those episodes on Spotify, Apple, YouTube, wherever you get your podcasts. And we hope a great weekend.
Take care.